The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential. What are you guys doing back there?
Just looking through the mail.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, remember last time we looked through the mail?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I mean, like...
Look, I found a camera.
Yesterday, I'm kind of wishing that we didn't look through the mail yesterday.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Ricardo, hold this one for me. Hold it. It's a little heavy.
Hold it. More than hold this.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I had to hit that road bug quick.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys back here. It's a little boring in my trailer sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, new shoe. Oh, they're not my size.
Really cool stories in there?
This is someone's medication.
What kind of medication?
Yeah, what kind of medication?
I don't know. I already threw it out.
Is it antipsychotics? Because I know Ricardo's getting low on his prescription.
Oh. Yeah, that's true, man.
Is that why he's drooling right now?
Oh, no, he's probably just... Ricardo, are you good?
I never have to go back.
He has been a little scary lately.
He has.
He's been a little...
The other day,
I was in your trailer, and he was just standing right where your bedroom doorway is, staring at me.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
He didn't have the gun in his hand this time, though.
Oh, good. Yeah. I have been hiding it more.
Okay.
Yeah, but, buddy, don't hit your head on the side there. It's okay.
Ricardo, calm down back there, buddy. It's okay.
He should just probably sit down for a bit.
Yeah, I wonder what's been in him.
You should give him another one of your sleeping pills.
Yeah. Actually,
maybe.
I should pick more of those up, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't toss those other ones out the window, who knows what that was?
Well, they weren't.
You gotta check the pills, Ken.
Look, man.
You gotta check the pills before you toss them.
I'm very anti-pill, all right?
That's fair.
I gotta get rid of them.
No, yeah.
Out the window.
Okay.
You don't need that.
All right, well, shit. Oh, you know, maybe it's good that you did this, because there's some cops pulling up behind us.
Ah, but what about all this open mail?
Oh,
we're mail guys.
Scooch it under Ricardo. Scooch it under Ricardo.
I'll just put it behind his back, put him in the corner there. It's okay, buddy, it's okay.
I don't want to be doing it anymore. It's okay. Keep touching me.
It's okay, bud.
Just do this one solid, man. Oh, here he comes.
Okay.
Roll down the window.
Why do you guys look familiar?
I don't know. What seems to be the problem today, officer?
Well, I pulled you over because your trailer registration's expired. Which one of you is the...
H.
Hmm? What?
Your trailer registration.
Can I see the paper? Hello, officer. Beautiful day, is it not? I believe this is the registration you're looking for.
Give me that piece of paper.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
No problems here. You know, we got everything intact, you know.
Is this your...
So I'll check out.
Is this your vet?
This is my vet, yes.
All right. Yeah. Hey, sir, are you okay with her?
Okay,
he's
been a little squirrely lately.
When's the last time you took him in?
What does my registration say? When did I get this trailer?
This is 2 years out of date.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
So when's the last time he went in?
Yeah, when was the last time he got checked up on?
Well, let me put it this way. We're taking him in today.
Okay.
To get checked up.
I hope you get him in there soon. He does not look well.
No, he hasn't been sleeping well. I think it's more tired than anything else.
Sir?
Isn't it, buddy?
Maybe we should get him in today.
I can't stop.
Maybe that shouldn't just be a lie. Maybe we should actually do it.
Can't stop seeing.
I'm going to need you to pass me his rifle.
What was that?
Oh, yeah, that it's not loaded.
That's fine. He'll get another one at the facility once he gets taken care of.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just can't let you have this, you know. You understand.
I'm
talking to him.
I mean, no, I'm talking for him right now because that sheer panic on his face just means we need to leave him alone for
all right,
a little bit.
All right, I understand. Well, here's the spec.
Thank you.
God, this is all very familiar. I don't understand. Wrap my head around.
Excuse me. Is that it then?
You know, I guess. I'm not supposed to do this, but you should have that.
What? Oh my God. Okay, your gun. God damn, why you guys keep on? Okay, yeah.
Oh,
I'll take
oh,
it.
Oh, wait. And then
we should probably let Ricardo hold that.
Yeah, no, take,
yeah, no,
you shouldn't.
Well, he's very upset.
It's gum.
Doesn't matter.
He gave me a pack of gum, guys.
He looks like he's going to shoot all of you.
He's just tired.
Okay.
He's just tired. Come on. Don't be like that, Ken.
Okay.
Well, yeah, is that all, officer?
Ken. Yeah. Yeah, that's all. I'm going to let you guys get on your way. Go straight there. Go straight there.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Promise,
yes.
Promise, officer.
I'm going to need you to give that gun to that guy in back, though. Later.
Yeah, right. I just don't say that too loud. All
no?
Right?
All right.
Just keep it on the...
All right, well, y'all yeah. have a good day.
All right, thanks, officer. Whew. Oh, man, we barely got out of that
I
one.
I have oh not looked at that registration literally since I got the trailer
Two
and Ricardo.
Years.
Well, I mean, I had an apartment for a long time.
Look at him. He looks terrible.
I recognize that, and I totally agree. I've just kind of been ignoring it. Because
right.
it's you
well,
know it's a whole to do every
yeah, you
time
know what?
We go to the VA.
Ricardo, we're gonna take you to VetSmart. All right, we're gonna go today. Like I know we were just
God, he's gonna need
we were just
shots.
Saying that for the cop, but I mean
don't look me in the eyes.
Okay, all right, I won't not doing it. Not looking you in the eyes, Ricardo.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
saying
we should just leave him alone for a little bit.
Yeah, let's go
Ricardo,
to VetSmart.
Ricardo.
Hey Ken, that's not very nice.
Sleep. I see where you sleep.
He's wow. Yeah.
We
really need to get to the VetSmart.
You're aggravating him.
Let's
I know
that's
you
true.
Think it's funny.
That's
it's
true.
A little funny. It's
yeah, like, Ken can be a little aggravating sometimes. I get it.
It's like flipping off a child. Look.
You know? Just throwing shit out the window and flipping people off.
Oh, he's hitting his head again. No, don't hit your head against the wall, buddy. Oh, God.
Ooh, he's bleeding.
Oh,
he's
no,
bleeding.
That looks bad.
Well,
okay, let's just go. Let's go to the VetSmart
now. Yeah.
I
let's,
feel bad.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Feel bad.
I'm going. I'm going. I think it's right around this corner or something. At VetSmart.
I forgot how nice VetSmart is. I love the music they play in here. It's so relaxing.
Yeah, it's always nice to browse around here. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
It's okay, buddy. We're going to get you
here,
all updated.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So where do I go to get him updated?
Ronald McDougal here. How can I help you guys?
Oh,
hello. What do you want? Hey.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hey, hello.
Oh,
hey.
You're going to frighten my vet here, buddy.
What
looks like he's
what
already
are we here
frightened.
For? Oh, yeah. Age, what are we here for again?
Oh,
I just got kind of
so
reset.
My vet is a little bit overdue on
his... I can see that.
Just a little, you know. So we're here to just get everything in order, update
okay,
him.
Okay, how out of due? Because he looks,
No, he's okay, he's okay.
He's a little scary.
He's okay.
Yeah, how you doing back there, Ricardo?
I never have to see it again.
Oh my.
He's okay. He's just
this
tired.
Is, he's
quite
little,
an advanced
little
case.
He's roughly 2 years out of date.
Hey, we got a code 6 over here. I need everyone.
What
does that mean?
Don't worry.
Code
you
six.
Guys just step away from him for
okay.
a second.
What?
All right. I'm
oh,
stepping
no.
away. I'm
no,
you don't
it's
have
okay,
to bring
buddy.
Out the
yeah,
gun.
This one.
You don't have
over
to point
here.
Those at me.
That, yeah, no, this one.
Okay.
Don't come near me. I see it.
Yeah,
see
you
it
guys
see
get
it.
Oh,
which got
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, calm down, man. Do you really have to do that?
So, yeah, we gotta handcuff him and muzzle him. Cause
oh
all right, don't
gosh,
worry, Ricardo. Don't worry, Ricardo. We're gonna
sorry.
Be back.
Where is his rifle?
It was already. It was taken by
okay,
a police officer.
Okay, that's already
confiscated. Good. He's gonna get
yeah.
a new one at the end of this.
They gave me one for some reason, but
you guys are gonna get a new one at the end of this visit.
I think that's really what's upsetting him. That it was taken away.
But you're gonna have to leave it loaded with blanks for a little while because he's gonna have to shoot it. You just
yeah.
can't kill anyone.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, is he
okay.
gonna be all right?
Oh man,
he'll be fine.
Okay. What? You, what is your name? Was. Okay, all right, yeah, Ronald
yep,
McDougal.
Yep,
that
yep.
sounds familiar for some reason.
I know, you guys seem, did I show you guys the Predator?
I don't know, the Predator, that does
predator.
Sound, that sounds
yeah.
really familiar.
I know, right?
Was that on one of those DVDs?
Yeah.
Oh,
huh,
here those are nice. Oh, wait, Ronald, so my registration on my trailer is out of date, that's why Where would I go to get that updated?
You go right over there by the man that looks like Einstein.
Oh, yeah. He does look like Einstein.
He looks just like. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to go get that done. I'll meet you back
here. Don't leave. I mean, do you have to leave me with... No.
When you see that man, can you tell him to go fuck his own mother?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Cool. All right. Bye. Bye.
I'll see you later.
Hey, what's...
You guys interested in getting a vet today?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean... I have been kind of wanting a little help around the van lately.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Follow me.
Okay. I mean, I guess I could browse a little bit. What do you got?
I got to show you. We
got
to go back in this kennel over here. So follow me through these two doors.
All right. All right.
Put in my key code real quick and.
Okay.
Put the key in and all right, it's open.
Cool. What do you got? What do you got going around here? Oh, these guys look cute.
Yeah, these are the fresh ones.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
They're great.
What's going on?
They got really disgusting mouths. It's just
Yeah. Well, you know, that's
The
chew, you know.
Shut up,
They gotta have something on the field.
They gotta keep these tasers around,
you know?
Otherwise they get a little too out of control.
Is that really necessary?
You ever see two of these guys get into a fight when they're all jacked up on Monster? It's terrible.
Yeah, but
it's
seems a little inhuman. I don't know.
No, watch. He loves it.
He doesn't look like he loves it.
No, he loves it.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I guess this is what society's always been like.
Hey,
so
if you don't want this to happen, you better get him the fuck out of here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
So these
I do need a soldier to post guard around the.
These are the new guys. They're not that great.
Okay.
What you really want is the older ones, so we're going to have to walk down here. Don't mind these
guys. Okay, all right. You sure? They're really, they seem pretty spry.
No,
you know?
These guys have families. Don't worry about them.
Why is that a problem?
It's a lot to go into right now.
You probably know best.
We're going to go look at the really fucked up ones.
Okay, what are they? Is there a deal going or something?
There's a price break on them, and they're very aggressive. You're looking for guard work, right?
I guess, but I mean, I don't know, man.
Ken's already kind of aggressive. Don't recommend you guys have small children around.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have children. We don't have children. So, yeah, this might work. This might work.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go look at these guys. Be careful. They spit. We just got to go have a look at them real quick.
Okay. All right.
So put this suit on.
What is this?
Your little hood.
What is this
so
for?
You don't get spit in your eye. That's all.
Jesus, what are you bringing me into?
Can I help you?
Hi. Yes. Okay. Finally, man. It's a crazy long line. My vet is couple of years out of date on everything. He's getting fixed up over at VetSmart, and my registration on my trailer needs to be renewed. So here is my old registration in this bag. I think everything you need is in there. So how do I update this?
Can you hand me the bag, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, man.
Yeah, hey, where'd Sketch go? I'm sorry.
He, I think he's actually looking at some vets, thinking about adopting. Said you guys need some sort of perimeter work. I mean, it's a great idea.
I don't know. Just don't
get a young one. They take a lot of work.
Because we already got the guy back at work, Terry.
Yeah, but Terry's at work. Terry's not part of the van.
Yeah, but Terry...
Sorry.
This is a bag full of comic books. I think that you are.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I asked you to grab my paperwork.
I'll be right back. I'll be right.
Well,
back.
if you need the paperwork, you just need to go across the town to 235 South, take the Belt Line, maybe I believe it is Form 77.
No, that seems way
77B maybe.
I'll just go to the van and grab it. I'll be right
back.
Yeah,
we have that's way excessive. No, we have the paperwork. Like, just give me whatever I need to fill out. Come on.
It's very simple. You need to go across town on 235 South, get 77B.
That doesn't make any sense. I have to go across town to get a form?
All right,
yes.
I'm back. Here's
that's
here's
the only
your
place
no,
you form.
Here. Look, no, I've got my old registration right here. Look.
Let me see that.
This is ridiculous.
I don't understand.
Yep.
They fixed up Ricardo, like, immediately, and this is taken?
Yeah,
this looks, looks a lot more like it. I think I could do something with this.
Great. Okay. What do we
But we still are going to need Form 77A. And that's that's down the street.
You know, let's just go grab this thing real quick. We'll be right back.
Fine. I want that. Listen, give me my paperwork back.
You can... Well, I mean, I have to hold on to it because it's expired.
Oh.
I can make a call over downtown, down the street. You need Form 77A, and that's only at downtown.
I guess we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's I my hands are tied. Bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You know how it goes, kids.
Oh gosh.
Sorry. I mean,
this country sometimes, you know, I just.
Although. Take
better care of their vets than they do their own citizens.
They really do.
Although,
you know,
listen, guys, I might know some backroom deal guy.
Oh yeah, will that make this go a little, quicker?
I know a guy, next door.
A little faster.
He deals with the vets.
Oh.
He has a few connections.
Okay.
He might be able to help you out. I don't know.
Interesting.
But, you know, I have no power here. My hands are tied. I can't help you out with your comic books or your registration. It's clearly 3 or 4 years old. I think the cop was wrong on that. This is a very old registration.
Ah. Yes, well, Ken is very persuasive when he needs to.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what needs to happen here for this to...
He'll pay him in anything.
Anything. Okay.
What about these comic
books? I think
books?
That McDougal will be appreciative of your services.
McDougal, why does that sound familiar?
Seriously? You grab the comics instead of the paperwork?
Dude, they're in the exact same bag.
One's clearly heavier with comic
I'm
books in
saying,
it.
I'm just saying, I don't weigh things with my hands, all right?
Just now we have to go meet this guy in some back alley dealings.
Yeah, speaking of which, what do you mean that I'll do anything?
Oh, I mean, you're just a very talented, you've got a lot of things to offer,
okay.
You know? I mean,
all right, just as long as...
But, you know, it's probably going to be hot back there, so I would take off the flannel and, you know. Just,
yeah, all right, you're right.
Oh, hey, look. Look, he's really, he's checking out one of the vets. Oh, that's kind of cute.
What the fuck? Are you looking at vets right now?
What? Oh, hey, Ken, what's up? Look at this guy. He's adorable.
No.
I mean,
no.
I mean, I think
no.
What?
No. No.
What's wrong, man?
We are not getting a vet.
What's wrong?
We are
he's
not
so
doing
cute.
This.
What?
Oh, he's
I thought
scared.
They but we talked we've been talking about it.
Buddy.
You know, I mean, we need one.
We already
I'm
got Terry.
Go pet him.
Hello.
We already got Terry.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, little guy. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. Oh, look at you.
Oh, it all hurts.
Yeah,
hey,
I bet
hey,
it does.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, do you have little pain pills for them?
What are you two doing in here?
We live with
nothing,
him.
McDougal.
No, here, shh. Eat
oh, this, sorry.
Eat this,
I'm sorry,
eat
McDougal.
Oh, can I get some of those? I want to feed him, too.
No, he only gets one an hour.
Oh.
I mean, look at him.
Thank you, McDougal.
He's so old.
All right, well, I mean, what do you think, Ken? I mean, he's pretty reasonable.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, yeah, what do you mean, no?
We already got Terry at home.
Well, but that's at the USBUS facility,
here's
you know what
thing.
I mean? We don't
we
have
don't,
our own.
We don't own the van.
Dude, it is, listen, we've been living in it for months and months now.
No.
It's our home,
you're
you know?
You're making this
we
big
should...
decision without consulting me?
I agree with Sketch. I think you guys could really use a little more, you know.
So. Yeah, but he didn't talk to me about it.
You know, I'm just saying,
yeah.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it before, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, in passing,
mm-hmm.
and you seemed like you were kind of thinking about it.
Well,
you
obviously
know?
You weren't paying attention, because
saying
no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ken. I was trying to pay attention.
We're not
sometimes
taking home this old,
I smoke a lot of weed,
decrepit
you know what I mean?
Bet. Look at him.
What? I can guard.
Not with
I can do it, I promise.
Not with that habit, buddy.
Just let me
sorry.
Out of here,
look
please.
At him. Come
so,
on, Ken.
So you guys aren't going to take this vet home? You're telling me I got his hopes up for nothing.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying,
that's
Ken?
Exactly what I'm fucking saying. We're not taking this vet home.
Yeah, come on.
No.
What?
No.
We can't afford him.
Motherfucker!
I'm sorry, McDougal. I know that I've been getting your hopes up about this, but we haven't talked about it. We
this
haven't
is,
gone
know,
through a full conversation
you
about
know,
it.
You know, it's commission based sales here. All right.
I'm sorry. You're McDougal.
I'm McDougal.
So
this is
who
McDougal.
The fuck are you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I was sent over here from the DMV to get my registration.
Well, this isn't gonna bode well for you guys unless you take this fucking guy with you.
Yeah, come on. I can figure out your registration.
No.
Ken.
I mean, no. Let me just guard you.
Quick sidebar.
What?
It's not a bad idea, man.
Look at that fucking guy. Do you know how many pills he's going to go through?
Well, he said it gets one an hour. I mean, that
one an hour all day. Each bottle probably has at least 25 pills in it.
You know, Ricardo's got some good skills when it comes to, like, you know, stealing from other vets. And Sean will be back soon. He goes to Mexico periodically.
No, we are not.
I need this registration fixed.
We are going to do this a different way. Because we can just go do it the other way, where we walk down the street, grab the form, and then come back.
Fine. I'm just trying to save a life.
You know, McDougal's right here, though.
Hey! Hey, nobody asked you, all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that this is a pretty fair trade, Ken, you know?
It is not happening.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's a lot more convenient, and we, you know...
There's already three of us in that van.
But we've already been here for, like, you know...
This is a hard
20
no.
20 minutes or something.
Hard
I'm
no,
just...
he says.
I'm just getting
hard
bored.
No.
Trouble in paradise, right, McDougal?
Mm-hmm. This looks like shit.
Hey, shut up.
This looks like it's gonna
you don't
boil
know.
Over when you get home.
You don't...
Unless you leave with this vet.
I mean, I gotta agree a little bit.
Hey, we're not leaving with this vet.
Ken.
We're not leaving with this vet.
Come on, look at him, Ken.
Besides, we already have another one here right now. Ricardo's in back getting jabbed full of needles and shit.
I'm really good at back massage.
Nobody's talking to you.
I'm just saying.
You don't have to do that every time, no. McDougal, come on, man.
He's so scared.
He's just trying to...
This is just how you gotta treat him, all right? This is just what we do.
Please tell someone.
Shh. Look, these guys are clearly gonna leave you here, so unless you want to get even worse later... I'd be quiet.
Oh, yes, sir.
They get great health care. You gotta keep them in line.
Can I talk to you for a second?
What, man?
Ken, I think maybe we should take this guy home.
No, we're not taking him home.
No, listen, hear me out. This McDougal character, man, he's clearly drunk off his power, and, like, I'm kind of afraid for this guy's life, honestly. This whole thing seems a little sketchy to me.
We're not taking
him
home.
My name's Sketch.
We're not taking him home.
Come on, we don't have to keep him. We don't have to keep him. We can take
him
and we can free him into the wild.
You can't just set him free.
We can set him free.
No,
come on. We don't have to.
No, we cannot just set this guy free. Look at him.
He'll do fine. All right. He just needs a few, like, great meals, a few, you know, some sleep. He needs to get out of these cages is what he needs.
No, he's going to become addicted to something. And with that being unregulated, he's gonna fucking die.
Well, I don't think that's very fair.
Look at
him. That's kind of feeding into stereotypes.
Have you ever seen somebody with eyes that gaunt?
That's fair.
We're not taking this guy home.
All right.
Why? And second of all, why did you pick this guy? Age, am I right? Look at this guy.
I think he's very sweet.
Those droopy eyes don't do it for me. I see a problem.
Look, he's a classic breed of vet.
He's
from
Vietnam. Hit him again.
McDougal, stop, please.
Don't tell me how to do my job!
Listen, I'll pay for him myself right now if you just stop hitting him. All right? Hey, McDougal.
I'm just saying. This is how we do it around.
All right.
We're not taking this guy home. I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that when we get home. All right? All right, Ken?
Oh, he looks so much better. You guys, look at Ricardo.
Hey, look at me.
How you feeling, bud?
Dude, they gave me this Hawaiian t-shirt and all of these great drugs. Look at this giant bottle of pills that they gave me.
Oh, that's so
nice. Holy cow. Yeah.
Oh, it's good to have you back.
And
I missed you.
And I got a little bit of counseling back there, which was great. And I explained to them my situation where my owner was a horrible lady for a while.
What?
Yep.
How?
Hey.
I've been good. I just, if you're talking about that your shots weren't up to date and all that stuff, I mean, anyone could make that mistake.
Who rations
Ricardo?
Medication for somebody else?
When the other person enjoys the medication as well.
Okay, well.
Obviously.
Well, they got me all fixed up right now.
Oh,
and
good.
I'm ready to vote. Let's go do something. I want to hit the A&1 Steakhouse on the way home.
Well,
come on.
I think we can
come
arrange
on.
That.
Also, they gave me back my gun.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. They said they
would.
Yeah,
look at this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah,
feels good again.
It's just gonna be blanks for a little bit. We're just gonna feel that out.
What?
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 Hey.
Oh, you're right. Well,
what's going on, guys? What's up, Ken?
Who's
what
this?
Did you do?
Oh, good.
I was afraid for this guy. You know, he was so cute, and I'm pretty sure they were just right on the brink of euthanizing this guy. You know what I mean?
You did the right thing.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Thank you so much.
You know who fuck he you, looks man. Like? She kind of looks like Joe Pesci.
Yeah, he looks like a decrepit old Joe Pesci. Look at this guy.
I've heard that.
I can't believe you brought this guy home.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Mm. Thank you.
Man, we're going to talk about this later.
What are we going to name him?
I'm taking back.
Let's call him...
Name me whatever you want.
If he looks like Joe Pesci, I say we call him Vinny. Vinny, tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, you know, I've been to some combat, but it's been a little while. First, there was the Korean thing.
Oh, wow. Korean War.
Yeah, and then there was the Vietnam thing.
How old does that make you?
Or was it the Vietnam thing and the Korean thing? I can't really
remember. No, you had it right the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I did those and I, you know, came home and they told me that I had to stay at people's houses forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's actually kind of a great program. We're all benefiting from it.
You all get homes even when people don't want you.
I mean...
Well, be nice. Look at him. He's Vinny. Oh, you guys,
yeah, Ken,
he's
come
Vinny
on.
The
he's a
Vietnam vet.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Don't name him. He's not going to be here this long.
I mean, there was Korea, too.
Yeah, well...
No, that doesn't... The alliteration doesn't
work. Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue as well. Just leave that to us, Vinny. Leave that to us. All right, Vinny?
You guys, look. Ricardo's running with him.
Oh, man.
Oh, they love each other.
I'm going to tackle you.
Oh, no, please. He's so strong. I remember when I was young and strong and so.
Well, you aren't anymore, old man.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
Ken, how can you hate that?
Man, fuck this guy.
Look, they're so cute together. They're like wrestling and stuff.
Look,
and
they're sharing their medication. I don't
look,
think
Ricardo just bit that guy. Oh, man.
Oh, Ricardo,
that's
stop
adorable.
It.
Ricardo, hey, Ricardo, hey. Stop. Stop.
Oh, please.
He's getting too excited.
Please.
Oh, man.
Look,
well,
he's
you know,
picked up
well,
his rifle, and he's shooting blanks at that old man now.
Yeah, it's a, well, as long as it's blanks, you know? Yeah, well.
He's okay.
Wait.
It's okay for you.
Can I see Ricardo's gun?
What? No.
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 No?
He's going to get upset.
No, Ken.
All what right. We need to do is...
It's blanks anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We
got to
get
matter.
My registration figured out. Seriously. We don't want to keep getting pulled over.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Let's
that's
go
right.
do that.
We do got to get that figured out. Yeah. But, I mean, when did he say that was?
Well...
I mean, it can't be that. It can't be that hard, right?
He had a cut. He said one was like, we had to go on the belt line and...
But that's just down the street.
Oh,
the
that
belt
was
line
the other
loops.
One. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you think that they could streamline this process when they've got, like, all of our vet care totally worked out? That was so easy. And now we have to go to other locations for
Ricardo,
one form?
Like, Ricardo didn't even have to do a stay. He's just fucking, he's vamped.
I know. That is down. That
Ricardo,
is
actually... down. Down, Ricardo.
Hey,
down.
Hey,
Ricardo,
hey.
Calm down.
Give me the squirt bottle.
Here you go. Here you go.
Stop it. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're a good boy. It's okay. Okay.
Thank you. Can I get a treat?
Shut up, Vinny.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, if it's just down the street, I mean, let's
take them all for a walk. We'll have a nice walk together.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's probably a good idea. I mean, I wonder.
Nah. I'm going to wait in the trailer. You guys have fun.
Oh, Ken, okay. Don't be like that.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right, Ken.
Well, there he goes. God, he is mad.
Yeah, he's really upset. I know. Well, you know, it's just. We were talking about it.
No,
you know what I mean?
I think I remember that. I mean,
I was just
he's...
I didn't know that they felt that way. I thought that last time I talked, I thought we were on the same page.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you're in the doghouse right now.
Ricardo.
Ricardo, no one asked for your fucking opinion.
Yeah, you really should consult him first though.
Hey, quiet.
Oh, be nice. He's looking great. He's feeling great. Let's just
look at me. I'm all better.
Hey, here's a treat.
There you go. Aww. There you go. Oh, he likes
Xanax.
That. He loves that.
That's his favorite.
That's beautiful.
Oh.
Well, I think you did the right thing by getting Vinny. And Vinny's cute, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cute, but it's,
wow,
it's
that
kind
is
of
a good vet.
It's kind of cute in a kind of creepy way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, definitely keep him separated.
You know,
night,
guys, me and Vinny are going to go hit the bar. We'll be back.
Okay, but you stay there until we come get you.
We'll see.
Yeah, I can drink with you.
Yeah, let's go get some whiskey.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right,
don't play
I
too rough with him, Ricardo.
That down. I haven't had whiskey in years.
We're about to get rowdy.
Okay. Thanks, Ricardo.
All right. Well, I mean, that's, you know, veterans get thirsty. You know what I mean? They gotta,
yeah, I mean,
you got to catch up.
Veterans are about to get thirsty. I feel okay about that.
Yeah. I'm just going to take all the medication with me, though.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's it.
He got rechipped. Like, we'll be able to find him if he wanders off. I've
that's
lost
true.
Ricardo
that's true.
I don't know how many times.
That's true. That's true.
I always find him. He's either at a bar or in a ditch. Usually trying to fight against incoming IUD. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He'll be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe now that he's up to date, he won't. That won't happen as much.
Yeah, he'll
you
probably just
mean?
Get hammered.
He seems like he's in a much better state of mind.
I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
All right. Finally.
Yeah.
Here is my registration, sir.
Yep.
And I need to simply update it.
Let me see this. You think you can do anything with that? The guy said you know, as long as we have this in the 770A, or 77A.
Well, it all looks in order. Honestly, I don't know why he sent you down here.
What do you mean?
You got everything checked and marked right where it should be.
Yes, okay, good.
The only thing out of place here is how wildly out of date this
Which
all
is why I am here, sir.
I'm going to need a surcharge of $60 to file this.
I mean, I guess I can just sell my blood. Yeah, no, I, yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah,
sure.
They got a special there going go. On. Hey, they got a special you. Going on right now.
Yeah?
Oh,
great, okay.
First five visits, $60.
Ooh. This is coming out declined. But I know a guy. At the other facility.
Oh yeah.
If you guys wanna.
I swear to God.
Man, this guy's go there, this right? guy seems really
Who,
familiar.
Who's the guy you know?
How do you know the name?
Sorry. Oh. Well.
Oh, I mean, seeing that you've come from there, I mean, you wouldn't be here though.
I mean, we were definitely directed here. Are you sure there's nothing you can do?
This is out of my hands. My hands are tied. I'm sorry.
Well, where do we need to go then?
You guys got to go back to the vet tech.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
God damn it.
I can't. My hands are tied.
Okay.
That's by the McDougal
Fine.
Again.
Yeah.
You proud of the work you do here?
I.
Does
you
this
know,
make you happy?
I don't really give a shit. They make us work in the field when on our off hours, so this is a nice time of my day. It's air conditioned. So here's
that's,
a.
That's a little dark.
Here's
surprisingly
your shit.
Positive spin on that.
Take that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep this debit card though, cause.
Wait. No.
Know.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
There's no money on it. You know.
It's a debit.
Card. Yeah,
you
go get some cash. We take cash Jeez. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Fine.
You know.
Bureaucracy, man.
Man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
hey,
Ricardo's
you know,
been fixed up for like an hour.
Welcome to the world we live in.
Oh, yes, very eloquent. Thank you, sir, for
Excuse
those pearls
me.
Of wisdom.
Yeah. While I take a drink out of my flask.
We need to get a new job. All right, let's go back over there. Let's just get this fucking done.
You guys right. have a good day.
Thanks.
And yeah, thank you.
And I lie to you, I do kind of enjoy this part of the job.
Guy sucks.
That guy
really sucks.
Yeah, well.
Say hi to Gary over there for me.
Okay. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Jacindo.
Indo.
Jacindo.
Jacindo?
Jacindo.
Okay. All right. I'll tell him Jacindo.
Sketch, let's get the hell out of here. Let's get this done.
Okay,
you
yeah. You're right. You're right. Not important. But yeah, bye.
All in a good day's work. Fucking cat, goddamn it. Bringing home a goddamn fucking vet. She didn't even talk to me about it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fucking goddamn it. Just get this door open. Oh my god. It's a gun. Something's not quite right here. Where are all these tan coats doing around?
Oh, man, finally.
Man, there's two of them approaching the truck right now. I'm just going to go ahead and cock my gun.
Like,
I'm
gonna
fucking shoot this old fucker right here.
He told us to go back there.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
All right, time for me to make my escape.
Oh,
smash this window! Get out of here!
Get down! There's bombs everywhere!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! They shot Vinny!
The Viet Cong are finally coming back to get me!
Ricardo,
oh my god!
Oh, I knew this would happen.
Field medic everywhere!
Field medic, Ricardo!
Ken, where are you going?
I got him!
What the fuck?
Hey, fuck you guys! There's all these tan coats around here!
Oh, is that a gun in his hand? Oh, no!
No, wait, what's that?
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Oh, my God. Oh, Vinny! Oh, buddy!
I'm gonna be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's just a flesh wound.
I'm fine.
Ricardo, do your, like, field medic stuff.
I'm
you're
just
trained.
Gonna feed him these pain pills. You need him more than that. All right,
then I will tourniquet him. Jesus.
Gobble, gobble.
You're what? Okay, bud. You're okay.
I'm fine.
You're okay.
I guess we got to go back to the vet tech again.
Yeah.
I guess we're right here, so, you know, might as well.
All right. Well, let's drag him in there. Right, come on, thanks. Sketch. Help me out. Help me pick him up.
I got him.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Ricardo.
Thanks, Ricardo. That's nice.
Wow. I forgot how strong he is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, now he's all chipper and up on his meds.
Woo!
On his shots.
Oh, there he goes. Yep. Throw them right in there.
Yep.
Okay.
I got all this blood on my hands. It's like a bomb.
Well, shit, man. That was, you know, that's, I know.
Was that Ken that shot Vinny?
Yeah, I know. There's something I should probably explain to you, but I'll get to it. Ken's got some demons he's got to work out.
Well,
you know
clearly.
What I mean? He's, he kind of becomes a different person sometimes, but, you know, I can explain that to you while we're waiting here in the waiting room, all right?
Yeah, I think I should know since I'm living with you guys now.
That's fair. We maybe should have mentioned it when you hitched up at first.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But to be fair, you did drug us and take us to Detroit that one time.
You got
to
let that go.
I know.
We all had a good trip.
I know we had fun.
Oh.
Is he okay?
Yeah, where is he?
Oh, he's going to be fine. They have to amputate his leg, though.
Oh.
So.
Well, I mean, I guess if he's going to live.
You just got him, too.
Well, I mean, you know, he can still be useful for around the house stuff.
They said his knee was shattered. Just a real chicken bone job, you know, just smacked open.
Oh, that's awful.
That sounds awful.
Anyway, I'm only back for my medication, so.
He really likes that medication.
See you guys later.
Yeah, who doesn't like that medication? Yeah.
You guys can find me at the bar down the road.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga, Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron, and Age is played by Adrian Ranney. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe.
This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio.
Revolver.